Spring Breakers. Oh. Ashley Benson, Vanessa Hudgens, Rachel Corrine, and Selena Gomez play best friends whose serendipitous encounter with a rapper played by James Franco promises to provide them with all the thrill and excitement that they could hope for and a spring break that they will never forget. It's playing exclusively at Harkins Tempe Marketplace. Greg, I know you were looking forward to this.
Yes, I am.
Yes? Okay.
Oh, did you go?
And not just the movie, but also the Ashley Benson exclusive clips you have.
Yes. Well, you know, I was excited. Oh. I couldn't wait to talk to her because she played Abigail on Days of Our Lives. I'm a lifelong fan of Days of Our Lives. And
really? I liked All My Children. Yeah. Did you ever see that?
I have seen it.
I saw the very first one ever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
He's pretty old.
That was only 1914.
Wow. So let's quickly ask Ashley Benson about her character in the film.
Britt is just a bold girl. She's fearless. She lives for excitement. She lives in the moment. And she likes to get into trouble. She likes to stir things up and experience life.
Sorry, I kind of clipped that one a little bit wrong, but do it right sometime, right? Now, also James Franco, and I'll tell you if this is any good in a second, but here, again, James Franco, he plays a rapper in this film. He's got the, you know, cornrows, he's got a grill on his teeth, and let's see what Ashley had to say about James Franco's character.
We were kind of intimidated by him. I mean, it's actually scary for us. He had this weird accent, and he doesn't look like someone that you see every day. So it was crazy, and I think that we were all very much into our characters' heads. I mean, we were very skeptical of him. We thought he was hardcore, just like us, which is why we were so drawn to him. And he was intimidating and scary, and that's how we kind of viewed ourselves.
So, yeah, you know, that, and James Franco is the best part of this movie, I will say that.
The girls running around bikinis?
You know, this is terrible.
Really?
This is one of the worst movies that I have ever seen.
Oh, my God. Wow. So a zero scene?
No, it's still, because I can't give zero, because there was some effort put into this, and apparently Greg will like some aspects of it, because that's all that this movie is. I felt while I was watching this like I'd been drugged.
Really?
And I had 90 minutes of an extremely unpleasant intoxication.
Yeah.
It's artistically incompetent. It's shot like some sort of commercial or a music video, a cross between the two. And worst of all, though, it's a direct insult toward young women. It's exploiting their bodies to pornographic effect and suggesting that the vast majority of them are soulless, money-hungry nymphomaniacs who are completely incapable of self-respecting behavior. So this is a really bad movie for young women. I mean, I cannot believe that they still make movies like this.
So that's good that we're telling people stay away from something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Well, Harmony Korine, the director, husband of course, Rachel, one of the stars in the movie, some of his past movies like Kids from the 90s and a Bully, I believe he did Bully, interesting stories like that. But a lot of those ones, I think he was trying to do a message kind of maybe to keep the kids away from that stuff. I know with the movie Kids, it was about the AIDS epidemic,
right.
And you know, kids in middle school and high school going around doing the thing, and so.
And I think that was his intention here. It didn't come across to me,
right.
But you know, and so I think that Ashley kind of agrees with you. Let's ask her about the criticism that this movie has received from me.
it's so upsetting when people think of it as something like that, because it's not. I mean, that's just a way that Harmony. There's just a style of film. I mean, it's not grotesque. It's not trying to exploit people. You know, we're not naked throughout the film. I mean, we purposely didn't show things because we didn't want to. But Harmony is not like you need to be naked for this film. You know what I mean? It's just a part of the story, and it's very real. For instance, the scene with Rachel when she's topless with all those college boys, I mean, that's a very real situation that happens to girls all the time when they've had too much to drink. And it could have been a very bad situation. And Harmony makes sure to show things like that because it's very real. And I don't think that this film exploited us in any way. I think it just showed a different side to us. And we are playing these crazy girls, and it was such a great opportunity for us to be a part of, because people haven't seen us do anything like this before. So,
yeah, so you know, there's the argument that you have.
Yeah. I think because I haven't seen it yet, I'll be quick here, but I know with Spring Break, you know, when you go Fort Lauderdale, Rocky Point, whatnot, all the, you know, good stuff goes on. And I think maybe it didn't come across like that. Like I said, I didn't see it yet, but I think that's the direction that Harmony was definitely going. Now, the funny side of me is interested how all these girls have grown up. You know, Rachel Corrin, maybe a few years older than the others, I believe, but how Ashley Benson, Selena Gomez, and Vanessa Hutchins, all these Disney Channel girls, amazing how they've grown up.
And they're cute. Yeah.
Oh, they are, absolutely. I feel weird saying this. But yeah, no, absolutely. Just look at the movie poster.
And you think I'm old. You're just describing your old.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I thought the movie was just wrong. Uh-huh. Let's also talk about Wrong, which is the title of our next movie. tie that in there. Jack Plotnick plays a man who, desperate to reunite with his lost dog, embarks on an absurd journey that includes an encounter with an enigmatic ponytailed guru played by William Fichtner, who teaches him how to metaphysically reconnect with his pets. It's playing exclusively at Harkins Valley Art beginning tomorrow. Did you ever see the movie Rubber with the tire, the telepathic tire?
I didn't, no.
I saw Flubber.
All right.
That's a Disney movie long ago. Remember, Tommy?
I'm sorry that you saw that.
No, it was good. Wasn't Kurt Russell in it or something?
Robin Williams.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, you're thinking about the original Flubber from like 1960 or whatever.
Yeah, we're talking about the remake.
Yeah.
But well, I'm you're talking about the remake. I'm talking about Rubber.
Yeah.
Rubber. It's a telepathic tire.
They need the rubber in Spring Break.
Yeah, maybe. Very strange movie though. This, you know, it's a very weird movie, but it's weird in a really good way. Unfortunately, not as interesting as Rubber was. It's a very thin story, but still, I would recommend going out to see it if only for William Fichtner. I'm giving it 3 zines.
Not bad.
I would go see it for William Fichtner. Great actor. A big fan of his on Prison Break and also in Go, if you ever saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Great film.
Good actor.
A lot of other films as well. Drive Angry. But, you know, I got a chance to talk to him. His character in this film, again, is a ponytailed guru named Master Chang. Let's ask him about Master Chang.
I was attracted to the character as I was attracted to the film. I thought it was completely whack the first time I read it. There's a character in here. I called my agent and I said, what part are you asking me to look at? Because there's a guy in here named Master Chang, but he's a white guy. And he's kind of like a dog guru with half of his face cut off by acid. And I'm like, do I need to go on and on why I want to work in this? I can't tell you how many times I've read scripts where my agent told me to look at one part, which was kind of like a leading man sort of part. And I read the script and I'd call him up and go, that's not the guy. The other guy wearing the dress, that's really cool.
Yeah, so he likes the weird characters.
Yeah,
we've seen
him
play those characters
absolutely.
A lot. So let's go on and ask him again about those weird characters.
I really felt in tune with the Master Chang of it all. I felt like I would really got to go with some sort of guru ponytail on the back. You know, people could get very upset with me and go, that is so stereotypical. And I'd say to them, yeah, it is. And the movie's called Wrong. You know, that is what attracts me. I love quirky journeys, or sometimes even rough journeys. But to me, it's more important to find a real guy. But if I've got to answer the question, what does he care about? Because if I can figure out, then it makes him real. Then it becomes a real person.
And so obviously, I'm saying, you know, this guy's a really weird character. So I said, is Master Chang a real guy? Here's what he said.
Do I think he's a real guy? Absolutely. Absolutely. I've met a few people in my life, and I'm sure everybody has. You know, you live long enough on this planet, you meet people that are like, you know, spiritually evolved or whatever, and some of them will give themselves that label, and some just will leave it up to others whether that's what they are. I think that he's, you know, incredibly wealthy. I think that he's wrote this book. I think has this mindset point of view of what to do and how to handle people and their pets. Do I think he was born Chang was his last name? No. No, but it's somewhere along the line he felt like this would probably be a great fit for this guy. This is how he wanted to be portrayed and seen in the world, you know? So for me, when I looked at it all, the whole picture, and put it all together, I thought, yeah, real guy. Whacked, but real.
So I love talking to this guy. Can't wait to talk to him again. We'll have him on the show sometime. You know, real quirky guy, and yeah. Just a lot of fun to talk to. And now, so go see Wrong at Harkins Valley Art. Now, if you're in the mood for a nice little drive, then go out to see Detour. This is, one of my picks this week was Olympus Has Fallen. My other pick is Detour. It's playing exclusively at Grand Cinema's Crossroads 6. That's in Tucson. Tucson. Neil Hopkins plays a man who, trapped inside of his car by a mudslide with no hope of rescue, must defy the odds, battling Mother Nature for his survival. Basically, you know, a one-man show. So since it's in Tucson, we won't spend too much time on it. But if you're going to be in Tucson, definitely go check it out. Independent film. If you like those films like Buried with Ryan Reynolds, where it's a one-man show. This is just one man in a car, mud all around his car. You know, can he get out? How does he survive in this car with, you know, air kind of like dissipating? And then also Mental, Toni Collette plays a charismatic, crazy hothead who transforms a family's life when she becomes the nanny of five girls whose mother has cracked from her husband's political ambitions and infidelity. It's playing exclusively at Harkins Shea 14. This was not very good. You know, it's okay at first. Woman singing and dancing next to a clothesline to the Julie Andrews Sound of Music, but then it's close to 2 hours long.
Two zines.
Four zines. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for reminding me that. And also, finally, G.I. Joe Retaliation opens today.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson is in it. Bruce Willis is in it for maybe 10 minutes. And Channing Tatum, both of these people are on the poster, by the way. He's in the film for maybe, you know, less than 10 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, so terrible, terrible movie. I hated the first one. This one's even worse. If you're in the mood for an action movie, go see Olympus Has Fallen. Or if you're in the mood for G.I. Joes, just play with them at home.
What is it? Two zines?
This is one zine.
Oh, my.
One zine. So don't.
Oh, you're tough today.
Yeah. Well, you know, right? I'm not too tough. Go see Detour if you're in Tucson, or otherwise go see Olympus Has Fallen if you're here in the Valley. But what did you see?
Or join me at Spring Breakers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I saw. What did I see?
Stuck.
Oh, yeah. Stuck. Craig Gentenon.
Yeah.
What a nice guy. I met him. Incredible passion to help people. And what was I, you know, I gave it, well, I won't say yet, but I saw the movie Stuck, and it was a documentary, obviously, about tracking the lives of various people trying to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
And the red tape is ridiculous, the bureaucratic red tape. Not only in other countries, but evidently out here. I mean, they were getting Hillary Clinton involved, the State Department out here, to try to do something. And it was just phenomenal. I thought it was a well-made movie. It was very heartfelt. It was very touching because there's people out there that are just so compassionate and so wanting to make life better for these little kids.
Yeah.
That don't have a home. And some of the conditions in some of these countries and orphanages are just horrible. I mean, horrible. And it was a full house there at Harkins Shea 14. When was that? Last Friday night?
Last Friday, yeah.
There wasn't a seat in the house. There was standing room. And, of course, it's bothendsburning.org, I think, in next month. And I don't know exactly what day we could find that out. You know, they're trying to get 1 million signatures to make a difference, presenting it to Congress sometime next month, I believe, or maybe it's in May, but we'll find out. And here's a guy that has much, you know, tremendous passion to help, you know, disadvantaged kids and also the parents that want children. But his theme is every child deserves a family.
Hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah,
it's a five zener. It's five zines. Yes.
He's from right here in the Valley, too, right?
Yeah.
We talked to him last week. Great interview. Mm-hmm. And you can watch the movie on www.stuckthedocumentary.com.
Yeah. And guess what? I talked to his assistant. What was her name? You sent me the email.
Delilah. I think so, yeah.
And she was delightful. Okay, Delilah. But the whole thing is that we may be tracking his bus tour to Washington, and he may call in either every week or every other week as an update to how he's doing with the signatures, as well as to make sure people contribute to this very important cause, Both Ends Burning, and that's bothendsburning.org.
Exciting.
I liked it. Did you see it, Jeff?
Yeah, I saw it. I liked it.
I thought it was a five zener, really. I'm not kidding you. What do you think, Greg? You didn't see it.
No, I didn't get a chance, but I heard a lot of great things about
Very
it.
Good.
And he
Very
was
good.
Phenomenal. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the cause is great. Obviously, the situation is
He devotes his whole life to this.
It's amazing what he's doing.
And he adopted, I think, three children from Haiti, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there. I don't know. I liked it. I really liked it. All right, and shall we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get Chris on the phone.
Yes, and this is the magazine, Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday here on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.